On this episode of Chicago Beer Pass, Nick and I are drinking some Winer as we talk about Capone's Urban Brew Labs expansion, Nick's trip to Spiteful and Ravinia, and then a whole bunch of events kicking off for the summer. All that more on this episode.
Here we are, hitting up events, drinking our way through Chicago beer, and trying not to miss a thing.
Yeah, because, you know, got a cork popped out, boom, it flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
You know, all you have to do is add some fruit, stir it up, and ride that milkshake wave.
Whenever I see him, I got to take a photo with the most decorated brewer in Chicago, Jonathan Cutler.
It'll be like the stuff you hear. Every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this. Raw, raw, raw.
Sometimes you want a small beer, but really, you want a big beer.
You got to take in all those big, aromatic hops.
Hey, what are you doing this weekend? Waiting in line for a bottle release?
Should have never been a fad. The Black IPA is delicious.
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Brad, what's up, man? I'm Nick White.
And we've got pink beer here. It's adorable looking. There's no cats on it, which is surprising for Winer.
Yeah, man. I saw as soon as I walked in, I'm like, what the hell is this guy I picked up? It's called Curb Cutter. It's a Noble Kolsch from the Winer Beer Co.
Right. It's using, just a couple hops. I don't know why Noble. I don't know what Noble means.
I think Noble is a type of hop. So the Hallertau and the Saz are like from a family of classic.
Noble hops?
Right. German, old school German hops.
Oh, okay.
So,
I thought there is a Noble hop, though.
I think so, right?
Is that the noblest of them all?
No, I think Noble is like
the brand?
Is the arc, yeah.
Oh, okay. So those two are, the Hallertau and Saz are both Noble hops.
There is a list. Let's look at the list of Noble hops.
Okay.
There are four varietals of Noble hops. Hallertau, Saz, Spalt, and Tettnang.
I don't think I've ever seen anyone use those other two.
Definitely never heard of Spalt. Now, Tettnang I've seen before.
Okay.
I couldn't, like, rip off the beers I've had with Tettnang in them.
Yeah.
But I'm guessing probably an old-school goose beer, probably, because they're heavily influenced by, like, the English and German
right,
stuff.
Right, okay. So, a Noble Kolsch, which I guess that makes sense, but most people drinking it wouldn't know that nobleness. But
no.
You don't see a lot of, like, classic beer styles from Winer.
You're absolutely right. And
although they do like Flanders and stuff like that, but it's more like
clean. You're talking about clean classic styles.
Yeah. The basic beer. There's tons of people doing Kolsches and just lagers in the city, so that probably it is crowded.
Yeah.
So them doing it is kind of interesting.
Yeah. So a Kolsch is not a lager. It's a ale that they brew like a lager.
Right.
For the longest time, I just look and taste. I'm like, this is just a lager. But I honestly didn't know that until recently.
Yeah, it is, but it isn't, right?
Yeah, like a hybrid, I guess. This is much like we had one a couple weeks ago that I was really into that was just kind of clean and easy. And it wasn't quite a lager, but it had those lager feels. Maybe it was the one from Liquid Love. Was that? Oh, that was like a dry hop pills. That was a Modern Pills.
Oh, yeah. Modern American pills or whatever the words we're adding to all these. It's nice. I think if I go to Winer, I want those fun beers though.
Yeah.
I saw this and I was kind of feeling like something lighter, crisper for this humid Friday.
Yeah. I'm glad you picked it up because time and place, man. You know, like these beers totally work on an 86 degree day.
Yeah.
Or like when we've been drinking heavy beers like we did last week with a couple, what, shows and a reel, and we were drinking heavy beer the whole time. You know? These are a welcome addition to the lineup, man.
But if I'm going out, I'm going to get a Dovetail or a Metro. I think we said this on one of the other episodes. This is good. If you're at the tap room over there on the far south side, this is a good beer to maybe cut between the other beers.
The fuck is up with this can, man?
What's a mouth?
Oh, is that what it is?
It's inside a mouth, right?
Oh, that's a tongue.
And then the hands are shooting fire like a demon.
Some trippy shit, Holmes.
Yeah, they have their mouse there, taking a selfie.
You picked all that out. I'm looking, and I'm like, I got nothing. All I see is a purple hand.
But the last beer we had from Weiner, I think, was the Flanders. Yeah. And that beer was awesome, the Mod. I had just opened up the last two cans we had here. I had some people at the Lewski's office, and I was like, oh, you like sours, try this. And they're like, this is a great beer.
They're like, thank you. Thank you. Oh, great beer traveler. Lewski's.
You have enlightened me. But yeah, all right, we're going to keep sipping on this and really hear about Nick's adventures, because the only thing I did was pick up this beer and went to Capone's for the first time.
Yeah, so. Capone's looks like every other liquor store that doesn't sell the stuff you might drink, and then you go in, and pretty much everything you like to drink is there.
Yeah, I've heard you mention Capone's before. You've gone over there. They do, like, events, too, sometimes, right?
They do, like, a customer appreciation day.
Yeah.
Where they, you know, they pay for kegs, and they just they block off the whole parking lot. And, you know, they're out there drinking some killer stuff on draft, you know, from all their vendors.
Yeah. It's when, you know, when I'm going in there, I had, like, I don't know, maybe 15, 20 minutes. It's a little overwhelming.
Oh, there's a lot to choose from.
Right. And then I needed cold stuff. And that's a little less, there's less of it. But that's any liquor store. Like Binny's, if you go to Binny's, you have almost no option for cold beer. A place like Garfield's, they have a lot of cold beer. They have more cold beer than hot beer.
If we were describing the difference between Binny's and Garfield's, that would be it, now that you mention it.
Yeah.
Garfield's has more cooler space, and most of the stuff is cold if it's beer.
Right.
Yeah.
And so I didn't even get a chance to look at all the, like, cases on cases of stuff at Capone's, because I was focused on the cold stuff, and then I just, like, glanced over and saw, like, s'mores beers and all, like, random things. I was like, oh, that's interesting. I don't have time. I got the time to mess with this.
That's a decision?
Yeah.
I'm not here for that. That's true. If you look at Capone's, of all their stuff, you're probably, like, maybe less than 25% of it is cold, if just beer.
Yeah. That's a lot. It's a good amount of cold stuff.
Yeah.
But, yeah. I'm looking for the right thing. So that was nice. I finally went in there. So I'm glad I made that happen, as I'm now closer to Capone's, about the new place. So.
Capone's, man, right off Elston, right out part of a really fantastic triangle of craft shops. You got the Beer Temple, Capone's, and I was gonna say Fishman's, but there's no more Fishman's.
R.I.P.
So I take that all back. But that's a nice 1-2 step, though. Right. Capone's and Beer Temple. Two of the better selections, I would say, in all, maybe the whole city, for independent stuff.
Speaking of Beer Temple, I almost almost ventured in. I got as close as I really could by dropping Nick off at the door and waving goodbye.
Brad's never been to the Beer Temple. That's like the running joke, even though we're like maybe, I don't know, half a mile away. Brad, we stopped by Rev. Brad was recycling, and then we ended up at Beer Temple. Mm-hmm. And it had been a long day of recording, so I actually went in and I ordered the Sierra Nevada Pale Ale for the first time in my life at Beer Temple.
They had it on draft.
Yeah, I think it's like one of their core drafts. They keep that, and they keep, you know, one of those German beers.
That beer, I haven't had it a long time, but I know the taste.
Kronbacher, maybe.
I know the taste. It's just malty IPA.
Yeah.
That's what it tastes like. It's like, after years, I can still taste it, but it's like almost too malty and too hoppy for my, like, palate at the moment.
Yeah, I remember an old interview with Nick Floyd, and he was saying that Sierra Nevada Pale Ale was a perfect beer to him, and he tried to emulate that with Alpha King.
It is a great beer.
Yeah.
It's malty and hoppy.
You know, it's funny. Going in there, being completely fucking wrecked off of all the Rev beers we had, all the dark, Deepwood stuff. I go in there, and to your point, it's deceptively hoppy and rich for a 4.9% beer.
Right.
I was like, man, this isn't the relief that I was looking for. You know?
It's almost the same feeling you get when you have a Guinness, where this beer is very light. It's only 4-something, right? But yet it leaves that full feeling of the mouthfeel and just,
it's,
like,
Yeah.
You had a drink.
It's punching like well higher than its weight class, I guess, mm-hmm. is right. Yeah, you're right. It's got a lot going on to be a small beer, which is a good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So definitely got a ton of flavor. That's all I got at the Beer Temple, man. I was out of gas, man. Out of gas.
Was it pretty busy? Because Rev had closed. Were people rolling over there?
Yeah, the Rev. That's actually where I went and met Shalonda and a bunch of folks from Detroit there. But then the bar was full, so the tables, we were hanging out at a big table in the back. Everyone orders from that taco joint across the street that's got the black salsa.
Oh, I've never had that.
Yeah. I had it once. It's not bad. Okay. But they deliver that. So it was pretty busy time. I think they had that was a preview party for the latest Deepwood series.
Okay.
Was there that night, that Thursday.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So, yeah, Beer Temple's nice.
Cool. So you did that. That was the farthest away thing from our previous episode as we catch up on posting them.
Yeah.
What else have you been up to?
I made a trip to, the first launch? Shit. In the city since the pandemic at Rev. The first launch party on premise at Rev since the pandemic hit.
Okay.
For Deep Woods. So I went to that. You know, I'm there. I'm all about these variants.
And that was a Friday.
That was a Friday. Mm-hmm. So, you know, part of me thinks it's going to be just pretty chill. You know, it's Friday afternoon. And, yeah, you can forget about it. You know, you see Josh Deeth and his wife, you know, trying to manage the crowd. And that they were all hands on deck trying to manage this crowd. It was wall to wall. It was pretty insane. Mm-hmm. let's talk about these variants, man. There were three on the table there, and then you could pick up your allotment for what Supermassive, VSOJ, and Strawberry Jacket.
Okay.
Yeah. So, the first variant was Unmitigated Audacity. So this is a 17% double barrel Supermassive Cafe D.
Okay.
Yeah, this is a ridiculous fucking beer. The second one was Boss VSOJ. So they took the VSOJ, that's 2 years straight jacket, took the VSOJ and finished it in the Boss Hog barrels from a few years ago, which was...
And that's different than the Boss Jacket.
Right, because Boss Jacket's not a double barrel. Boss Jacket, if I got this right, Boss Jacket spends its entire time in those barrels. Like, it doesn't get transferred. So this, then that's for 1 year.
Like a boss, it stays.
It stays. It's like, we're not transferring anywhere. Yeah. So Boss VSOJ was the second one. And then XOJ was the third one.
Okay.
And XOJ was just a blend, I want to say, of every VSOJ ever for the last 4 years. It's a four-year-old VSOJ.
Nice, okay.
Yeah. So, and that's the last of it. Because they put a little bit of the very first batch in all the editions of VSOJ.
How did this release party feel compared to almost one of the last ones we went to before the pandemic?
It was about as close to those as you would.
Really?
Yeah, it was quite the scene. Like, I didn't realize, you know, how much I'd be into that stuff. So I got my three samples, and shout out to the guys at the table I was sitting at, man. These guys, Bornegy and Marcos, because they listen to the show, and they're like, where's Brad? Where's your buddy? I'm like, you know, he's got some stuff he's doing. You know, he's cleaning up. You know,
Brad's
got
a few things. The house move situation has really rendered my enjoying the opening in summer.
And one of the first things they said to me was, man, he really didn't like Peace, huh? And I was like, I feel like the new beers at Peace are a little different. You know, it was funny. But yeah, but we talked. And all those guys, this might have been the best part about it, was that they all went to more. Before going to fucking Rev.
Oh, so they got the henna?
Yeah.
Okay.
The henna and whatever the fourth anniversary beer was.
Okay.
You know. And I was always wondering.
Folks are deep, right?
Hardcore.
Hats off to
6 a.m. they go to fucking Moore. And then at noon, they're here. Man, I'm like, this is intense.
Nice work, folks. I don't know.
Yeah, man. That does deserve an attack.
I went to the liquor store. I don't know. That's all I did. I have a podcast.
It's pretty wild, man. I'm like, I cannot hit that fastball anymore. I think about it, but I can't. Yeah. They were saying, you know, I've always wondered about, you know, the Great Western Trail at Moore where everyone's lined up. We always talk about it. Every time I bring up more, I feel like I talk about it.
Yeah.
But I'm like, you think they were smart enough to figure that out before they opened that joint? He was like, no, the first party they threw in the parking lot was a bottle release in the parking lot, and the cops told them to knock that shit off, and you cannot throw parties in your parking lot. So people started lining up along the trail after that for releases.
Because it's technically public.
Yeah.
And so you can be there, right?
Yeah. So I got the backstory on that. That was cool.
Not supposed to drink there, but that's... You're on your own, right, if the cops roll up then.
Yeah.
Okay.
That is true. Yeah, it was good. I think it was good to just hang out and just kind of swap beer stories with people. I haven't done that in forever.
Yeah.
So that was okay. That was pretty cool, actually. The beers, man. This Boss VSOJ was my favorite one, easily.
Okay.
Yeah, it just kind of popped with, like, this big, bright fruit note. You know, I was talking to Marty, Rev Barrels, on Twitter. And I'm like, he's always talking about sweet and dry components of these barrels. And I'm like, well, what does that mean? Did you barrel age it all and then kind of separate it by what came out of the barrel? Like, these taste a little drier, these taste a little sweeter. Let's separate them and then let's start our blending. And he's like, no, we want more control than that. So we actually, when we say that, we brew two different versions of each beer. So we brew a Death Star and we intentionally make one a little sweeter and intentionally make another batch a little drier.
Oh.
And then I didn't know that. And then
I thought they were getting that from the barrels. Like, oh, that barrel made it sweeter. Okay, that's that. Okay.
Because each barrel's different, right? Each barrel's doing its own thing. You can't really control what goes in, because that's what I thought too.
Uh-huh.
So that was a learning experience for sure. So I had myself a good old time at fucking at Rev Kedzie, man.
Nice. That sounds pretty good. I'm sad I missed it. I will start enjoying some of these events soon. Some more there. All right, so that was Friday, and then you were getting after it. I saw you posting on IG, Spiteful, Ravinia.
Yeah, man, I think I was one and done at both of those places, man. Set patio. That's what I was gonna say. Spiteful's got a little sidewalk seating now.
Yeah.
So I sat out there because, you know, every time I go, I want to sit in the garage windows like we did when we were shooting. Mm-hmm. I sat on the patio, dog-friendly joint, and ton of traffic at Spiteful. Okay. Well, I was like, good for them.
Are they pretty much, like, relaxed, like, no mask, whatever? Like, they were pretty strict on the, like, you had to have your mask when ordering and stuff
I
like
think, that. Well, they force you to stand at the door. You can't just walk in and go straight to the bar.
Okay.
You got to stand at the door, and someone will greet you from the bar and ask you where you want to sit.
Okay.
But no, I don't think the staff is wearing masks. You scan, and they just bring you whatever you scan.
Okay, so you don't order at the bar anymore.
You can't. I think you order at the bar if you're sitting at the bar because the bar is open.
Okay.
But if you're sitting on the patio, they have the QR codes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I think, I often wonder if there's overlap between Spiteful and their gigantic neighbor, Half Acre.
Mm-hmm.
But because I think we got like a hazy IPA with fruit, and then I got working for the weekend, which is just a straight up double IPA.
Yeah.
And, you know, I enjoy those beers. But I think you go to Spiteful for kind of no frills, classic styles.
Yeah, it's like, I think of it as close to our, almost like a new old man bar.
Yeah.
Like, kind of. Like, yeah. It's the old man brewery.
Right. Like,
but it's not. They're not old men brewers at it.
They have a reverence for the old man vibe.
Yeah.
It's with regards to this type of beer they make.
Yeah.
That goes out the window with their chocolate caliente stout. But
they're like the only crew brew importers.
Yeah. They got a Rattler. Yeah. So, but I always like going there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Homegrown, Illinois only situation over at Spiteful. So, sorry, I got Chris from Ravinia.
Okay.
You know, they were tapping a grilled pineapple IPA that day.
Hmm.
I went because I wanted to sit on the roof, but the fucking the distributors had a party on the roof that day.
Jerks.
And I'm like, the whole roof? They're like, yeah, and the whole roof. I'm like, oh, fuck.
Well, it's not really the roof. It's like
it's a
beer garden. It's an outdoor space. On top of a hill.
Outdoor upstairs beer garden.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not over, it's not on top of the bar.
Because it's still like, it's dirt or rock. Well, rubble. It's not like on the building. Right, because underneath it, yeah, it would be like rubble or dirt or whatever is there, right? It's not like the building. I don't know how to describe what.
I was trying to. I'm not a geologist.
I don't know what's under this. I know it's not a building.
On the side of the bar, there's some stairs. You go up the stairs, yeah, and there's seats outside.
Yeah.
Well, that
it's
thing.
It's like steps up a hill.
Yeah. Oh, because it's an old, that's right, because it's an old train track. I forget about that.
Right. Yeah. I don't know if that was where you would have got on the train at there.
I don't know.
Maybe.
We weren't listening to that part of the tour, man.
Oh, I just don't know how it was just laid out. Did you get on the train there, or did you get on the train on the other side?
Oh.
Like when it was a train.
Well, shit, you probably had to walk up that train.
Yeah, you probably had to walk up. It probably was an overhead track, but I don't know if you got on that side. Maybe it came down to the street, so maybe that was, you know.
Kind of like
the stuff pushed there, dirt pushed there to make a little hill for the.
I'm picturing it being just like fucking Wicker Park stop. You know where Doves, Luncheonette, and all that shit is? Like, you gotta go up.
So it's like built over.
That's what I'm picturing.
As I think.
I have no fucking idea.
We never will know. There's no photos. Everyone's dead from around then. Yeah.
I sat at the bar for the first time.
Did you get a slow pour?
Thought I ordered the slow pour, but the slow pour is the pills.
Yeah.
And I ordered the lager. So it came in like a little fancy cup with a stem. Okay. And I'm like, well, where's my slow fancy mug with the dimples? They're like, well, that's the pills. I'm like, oh, so I fucked up. They got mezcal there. I tried that. Okay. That was cool. I didn't realize they got so many spirit options there.
Yeah.
Yeah. We sampled out some rum, 3-year cash strength rum that they were really into.
Okay.
So that was fun. Yeah, man, shout out to Ravinia. It seems like we're there a lot. I'm looking on our feed. I'm like, shit, we are back at Ravinia, man.
Yeah, they're always like tweeting at us, telling us to, you know, people are asking about tacos in Chicago, and they're like, ask Brad, ask Nick.
Uh-huh. And I don't think you can go wrong. I like everything about that joint. Having visited, you know, a couple times, two, three, four times now.
Yep.
I like it.
For sure. Awesome. Anything else you hit up?
Shout out to the Bungalow.
Bungalow.
No, Brad, I don't know what that is. You make up stuff every week on this show now.
What did I say the last time? Like, you said something. The paint from the walls.
I'm like, you came up with some weird ass saying. I'm like, bro, I don't know. I don't know if people saying it like that anymore, man. You know, I ride my little bicycle every day now. You know, and I just happen to be going by it, just like the fucking Salamone story.
Well, you're checking on Salamone.
I'm riding by, checking on Salamone super early, like I always do. And I notice there's a hostess on the patio, but I'm like, bro, it's 9:30 in the morning, and you go in and they got a full breakfast setup. It's so weird.
Oh, nice.
I mean, like fucking espresso bar, fucking, you know,
egg sandwiches and stuff.
You know what I'm saying? Like the whole breakfast thing. I was totally surprised.
Did you get something?
Yeah, I'm like, well, what about beer? She's like, yeah, we got beer too. I got the their version of a bagel. You know, it's just like, you know, the big fancy toast with the cream cheese spread on it. So I got two of those. One of them like a pecan butter kind of thing. So that kind of came off more like a dessert roll,
a
breakfast roll. And then I got the breakfast toast. So yeah, man, I think that's gonna be go-to. I'm thinking of all the breweries in my head where you can get a draft beer at a brewery at 9 a.m. At 9 a.m. And I'm like, if there is another, this is a very short list.
Half Acre, or not Half Acre, Haymarket did it for a while with their, I don't know if they were serving beer, but you probably could have.
They did have a coffee and fresh donuts thing for a hot second at Haymarket. You might be able to do brunch at Cruz Blanca.
Maybe Cruz Blanca.
Yeah.
You can't get it at Bro Bagel, even though it's part of Peace.
I don't know what Rev's doing early in the morning, but that's more like we're talking 11 a.m. We're talking lunch and brunchish at this point.
Yeah.
I was kind of like, man, I think this is only breakfast joint in town if you're up for beer. Not that everyone is.
Yeah. You could do it at Little Goat. It's not a brewery, but.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. So it was good to know. It was good to know that it's full on breakfast time because they have a very proper patio situation. So you can get a full breakfast at fucking Middle Bro.
Nice.
Yeah. Woo.
Damn. That's a pretty solid week.
I feel good, man. I didn't realize all that until we started talking. And I'm like, well, yeah. So that was fun.
That's pretty good. There's a few events kind of coming up. We know Oak Park Microbrew is happening. Beer in a Glass is still happening.
Yeah, tickets just went on sale for Bug. I want to say tickets are on sale for Oak Park, too.
Are we? Yeah, we got to reach out to some people. Do we got to get tickets? Are we on some lists?
Can we just show up?
Guild might they might not like us.
Can we just show up and force them to tell us to go away?
Yeah.
Like, no, you need to tell me to leave.
Fine, look. Chef Brett. You'll let us in. Good Chef. So, yeah, the tickets for that. There's info coming out about Dark Lord Day. Like,
really?
I've seen people talk about that.
The old Dark Lord
I
Day.
I think everything is just going to get shoved into August.
Just like all of a sudden the auto shows in fucking summer.
Yeah, everything's going to happen. And then it will kind of go back to the days that it was supposed to be next year.
Yeah. We were talking about Urban Brew Labs, is they have a tap room opening up.
Yeah, they have a tap room opening, I think, next weekend. So the last weekend of July.
So they didn't move. They're in the same spot. This is the old Metro space.
Old Metro space when they were Urban Renewal.
And then Urban Brew Labs.
So they have a tap room. I don't know what the tap room is going to consist of, if it's like their bottle shop, because they had like a to-go area that maybe is now a tap room. Maybe they made it bigger. Not totally sure. I might have to check it out. And that's sort of in line with the Malt Row, but they are at the end of Malt Row.
Yeah, they're almost disconnected from the rest of the stuff.
Yeah, they're like your in-between spot of the Malt Row, and then you can start on the
you can make
empirical,
your
spiteful half acre.
We're going Malt Row still. That's a lot of space.
Yeah.
You're talking like almost 3 miles if you start at fucking like Dovetail.
Or Beguile.
You start at Beguile and go all the way to Spiteful. You're north of 2 miles at that point, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You need a bike.
Yep.
Yeah.
Let's not kid ourselves about this being like this, you know, 6 block radius. No, this is like 2 miles.
Right. Yeah. So that's cool for them. Congrats to them opening up. Their beer is always pretty solid. The brewer over there, super nice, that guy.
Oh, yeah. We recorded the show there.
Yeah.
And I think he's one of those guys that he was a hitman for hire, right? He would go to these places and either repair brewing systems or help install them. And he was going all around the world for this stuff. And then he just decided after a while, I'm tired of traveling, so I'm just going to start my own brewery.
Right.
Yeah. So that was actually a good story when we went over there. Had we not gone there, I'm not sure I would have known that about him.
Oh, yeah, definitely not. So, yeah, check out that episode. That was pre-pandemic episode. That might have been more of our last on-location recordings.
It was probably like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Any other news or anything happening?
I think that's it, Brad.
Oh, man, we're keeping it short. We're going under 30 minutes here.
I like it.
So that'll do it for this episode. Nick and I are posting sort of recap episodes on Instagram. We got our reels, beer pictures going up all the time. So check all that out, Chicago Beer Pass. Chicago Beer Pass is where the episodes are put up. You can link to iTunes, Stitcher, everything else. And then, Nick, we're going to be able to find you. Get in touch when you're not here.
Right on, man. I'm on Twitter at Nicosio.
And I'm on Twitter at BRad. Hopefully I will make it to some of these events and people won't wonder
where's your buddy, man, huh?
I'll get out. I feel like I'm like 85% unpacked.
There you go. So. Yeah.
Feeling pretty good. We got to paint the old condo and then sell it. And then
boom. Then all systems go.
We're good. But yeah, we'll be back with another episode hopefully next week, catching up on these postings. So take care.
Cheers.